Does worry sometimes bother you and change your day? Well, today we're going to talk about one way you can start changing that. Hi, welcome to the Heavenly Confidence Show. My name is Kim Reitzel. Are you ready to start experiencing the peace and confidence Jesus said was yours by His sacrifice for you? Are you ready to understand your true identity and know without a doubt how much you are loved and demolish everything that stops you from experiencing its benefit? Let me ask you this, godly friend. Does negative thoughts about your past or future ruin your ability to rejoice in your today's? I have you covered. It is not your fault. I felt just like you do and was tricked because I lacked knowledge. But now I know a thing or two, and I am going to share it all with you. As a master certified neuro coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling, God has changed me from glory to glory. And you know what? He'll do it for you too. So if you're ready to get unstuck and become knowledgeable and become equipped to know how God created your brain and your whole body to function, I've got you. I love to share it all, sprinkled with some fun knowledge about improving the whole body, soul, and spirit, sprinkled in with some health tips as well. So grab your Bible, drop your dumbbells, and freshen your lipstick, and let's have some fun learning about our Lord and how He made our bodies to work best in this fallen world. Come join me inside the show. Hey, how is everything going today? I, last night, took a walk with my grandson, and it is so wonderful to be walking along a path and they're holding your hand. And I just thought, you know, he's 5 years old, and I'm thinking, how long will this happen? And I'm going to cherish every moment of it. So to start off with, I just want to encourage you, is there anything that you haven't been doing that you know you love? So try to schedule that in. Well, on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about prayerful meditations and the benefits of it. A lot of you, like me, I have never really been much of a meditator. My meditation is more in line with prayerful meditation. So I would say my meditation is a prayerful meditation, and I love that. And if you don't really think you know how to meditate, well, I can kind of challenge you on that. If you know how to worry, you know how to meditate. And Mark Twain said this, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It is what you think you know for sure that just ain't so." And I love to look at that and think of worry. So basically, that's what it is when we worry. Sometimes we think we know something, but we really don't. And so often it's because we haven't really even challenged it. We start thinking about some things, and most of the time it's things we don't want to happen. So during that moment, why don't we just stop and say, what do I want to happen? Why don't we do that? We don't stop ourselves. And basically, worry is meditation. We know scripture tells us, and God says, to meditate on His word day and night so we can receive the benefits of joy and a feeling abundance in so many areas of our life. And a lot of that can do with how we think about everything. And we definitely have to train our brain. Like I've said before, our brain needs discipline, and it certainly does in how we allow ourselves to worry without even questioning it. So let's go into the benefits of scripture meditation for neuroplasticity, or should we say how to change worry into wonderful thoughts that make you feel so much better. So meditation strengthens our neural pathways. Repeating, focusing on the promises and scriptures activates specific brain circuits. Over time, these pathways become stronger with the possibility of improving memory and retention of those passages. So we get to automate those. We've talked about that before. So meditating on things, repeating them over and over, it puts those into our subconscious mind so we don't even have to bring them up. And number two, positive meditation reduces stress. Meditation activates the parasympathetic nervous system, promoting relaxation and reducing stress hormones. We can all use a little reducing of stress hormones. I know I can. So scriptures with themes of peace and love can further enhance these effects. Number three, meditation increases positive emotions. Well, we know that an emotion comes after a thought. So that is really easy to see. So focusing on uplifting verses can activate our brain's regions associated with positive emotions like gratitude and hope. So we've gone over that and we know that thinking of the things we're grateful for and having a proper biblical understanding of hope, it's not a wish. It is like we are planning on God doing what he says he does. Those things can help a positive emotion. And then number four is meditation improves focus and attention. Meditation cultivates mental discipline, which may translate to better focus during daily activities. So, and we know our brain needs discipline, and we can start by in neuroplasticity, automating those things into our brain so they automatically happen. So we know that the Bible says that the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came that we may enjoy life and have it in abundance. So meditating on his word and his promises is so beneficial. The enemy wants you to meditate on your worries. Well, he is a liar, and the Bible says he is the father of all lies. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness or fear, but he gave us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment. These are all our promises. So when we recognize that the enemy can and has in our past planted seeds that are lies that may seem so close to the truth, we know we need to stop them and meditate on what God's word says. Well, sometimes we haven't really done the work to know what God's word says about different things. So I'm going to go through a few of the things that could have happened in your past or could be happening now, or you could notice in the future, and you get to choose to combat them with what God's word says statements. So the enemy may say, you can't figure this out. God says, I direct your steps. The enemy may say, you are too tired and you don't have any energy to do something. God says, I will give you rest. The enemy may say, it's impossible and you don't have what it takes to do this. God's word says, all things are possible with God. All things, even the things that seem hard. Count on him, depend on him, stop the worry thought, and say, I trust you, Lord. And then, whatever Bible verse you already have that helps you, or if any of these little statements help you that are promises of God, write them down. Keep them. Make a decision right now when you notice yourself worrying that you're going to replace it with God's truth. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So know that Whenever you have a worrying thought that just keeps rolling over and over in your mind, you get to stop yourself and say, I can ask and call on the name of God and Jesus at any moment, and then all things are possible. I get to trust in the Lord. So here are a few other things that the enemy may say. Nobody loves you or treats you good. God says, I love you and I died for you. Please receive my free gift. The enemy says, you can't forgive yourself. You need to feel bad. God says, I forgive you. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I love the thought of him sitting down. It's finished. So any lie that comes up that says you need to continue in shame or feel bad about something, stop it. And like I've said before, if it comes up, that just gives you an opportunity to thank God again for his forgiveness and how wonderful and beautiful he is. So another thing, if the enemy says you are not smart enough, you say, God says, I will give you wisdom. This has always been something for me for so many reasons. I always feel like I don't know enough. I don't know enough to share. Or I should say, obviously, since I'm doing this podcast, I've overcome that. So now I know God says, I will give you wisdom. I just lean on God and I trust that he will give me the things to say. And I just pray and leave it to him to make the things work in your life, to change the outcomes you have, the feelings, the emotions you have. And know he is working. I know he is working and he will work it all out for your good. So in scripture, it says in Proverbs, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That is the truth. For so long, I heard, I didn't know enough, or do I know enough, or are you going to get anything from what I say? Are you going to see my love and my encouragement the way that I want you to see it? I am just another human being that is sinful by nature, and I have to overcome them. I still have to overcome some things, but I know without a doubt, I get to choose immediately all the promises that God has. And I don't fester in the negative emotions anymore. And I don't want you to either. Even while we're living out this life and so many times we can make awesome decisions and then we mess up. Give yourself the space and the knowing that God loves you and Jesus died for your sins, you immediately go back into the place of you are a precious child of God that Jesus died for. Don't allow anyone or anything to take that away from you. I want you to really understand how meditating on God's word can really help you. And that's the whole premise around the Bibletation app, is to help you get those things in and know them without a doubt. Now, do you need the Bibletations app? Absolutely not. You don't need it. You can go into scripture every day. You can go, you can Google online God's promises, and you can say them over and over again. You certainly can. But I would love you to join me in the Bibletation app where I make it so much easier for you. And the only reason I say that I think that would be helpful is because I know for myself it has been difficult to take the time. But using the Bibletation daily prayer, it has helped me so much to start my day right with God from the very beginning. Now, in saying all of this, I have kept this very inexpensive. And also, if for any reason you can't pay for it, I never want to leave anyone out. I didn't hear help my hurting people if they have money. So if you are in hardship, I certainly do not want you to be prevented from getting the help that you want and that God wants you to have. So by all means, if that is you, please email me at info@2inspirellc.org and we can get you set up. One thing that I would recommend you do is start over in the area of where I started saying what God says is yours and pause it each time and really see yourself as God giving you that gift. See it as your own. You know, Bible verses and what we have in Christ and what God gives us and opens up for us through His grace. Sometimes we hear these things over and over again, but we don't allow them to sink in and make them ours. God wants these to be yours today and forever. And He wants you to kick the lies of Satan out. And you can do it. You can do it. You can, through neuroplasticity, reprogram those things that are not true. But Satan has made them seem so close to the truth. So I pray you are blessed today and have a beautiful rest of your week. God bless. Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's going to change your life? Also, I want to tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.